வார்த்தையாக இருக்கிறது.
Many people have different ideas about God.
ஏனென்றால் கடவுளுக்கு வெவ்வேறு விதமான அபிப்பிராயங்கள் இருக்கிறது.
Krishna personally comes and demonstrates that he is Ishvara Parama. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the Supreme Controller, Parameshwara. His form is transcendental, eternal, completely blissful. He is the origin of everything. There is no origin to him. He is this ultimate cause of everything. And his name is Govinda. He has many, many names. Each name describes one or some of his qualities. So Krishna comes personally. This is quite amazing. He comes to this world. Why should God come here? This miserable place. It's full of so much suffering. Everyone here is struggling, trying to forget Krishna. Well, that's why Krishna comes. Different people have different ideas about God, but Krishna comes and shows who is supreme. He personally demonstrates by his pastimes that he is supreme. Tam shila rupa charitai parama prakrishtai sattvena sattvikataya prabalaischa shastraya prakyata daiva paramata vidang mataischa naivasara prakatayam prakatayam prabhavanti bodham. Sri Yamuna Acharya describes Krishna that his qualities, his form, his character, Shila Rupa, Charita, they're all Parama Prakrishta, super topmost excellent. This is strongly emphasized by all the Shastras for people in the mode of goodness. And it's completely obvious. Krishna personally comes. It's completely obvious to anyone who has any brain. People who study Shastra and actually understand the conclusion, they know that Krishna must be supreme. But even though he appears personally, those who are demoniac, they can't understand him at all. So this is just one among the unlimited qualities of Krishna, that he personally comes to this world. People may have many theoretical discussions as to the nature of God. They may study in Shastra as to the nature of the Supreme. Even the proper descriptions of Bhagavan in Shastra, for us, they may seem theoretical. Bhagavan is defined as Aishvaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashasya Shriha Jnana Vairagya Yoschaiva Shandang Bhaga Itingina. Bhagavan means who has all opulences in full, particularly or primarily wealth, strength, fame, knowledge, beauty and renunciation. Balam.
Balam matrum, alagu matrum, viram matrum, suram.
Balam and viram is the same, is it? In this context. But we may think, well, that's just some idea, someone saying that. But Krishna personally comes and shows it. And persons who are saintly, they can appreciate. Persons who are impure, they cannot recognize Krishna. His pastimes are bewildering. Even to greatly learned persons. Just like here we see is this picture, these pictures are here written Krishna Leela. We see one picture of Krishna on the lap of his mother. If he's on the lap of his mother, then how can he be supreme? And there's another picture of Krishna demonstrating the universal form. That looks like supreme. Then another picture of him as Paramatma. He's in everyone's heart and in every atom. So that looks like supreme also. But what about him sitting on the lap of his mother? Something went wrong. No, nothing is wrong. That is another exhibition of his superiority. That he agrees to accept the love of his devotees in various ways. If the people they want to purely love Krishna in the mood of a mother, then Krishna, he reciprocates with that. We see also the picture of the universal form. Krishna is showing this, but he is standing on the chariot of Arjuna. So to be a charioteer of someone else, it seems like something very ordinary. To be someone's assistant. Just like you probably all know the name of the president of Sri Lanka. Do you know, I doubt if everyone knows the name of his private secretary. Presumably he has a private secretary. The assistant, he's not considered very important. But Krishna is acting as an assistant to Arjuna. So it may seem like he's very ordinary. But then he showed the universal form. Then he went back to being the charioteer. So what does it mean? Does it mean that sometimes he's God and sometimes he's an ordinary person? He's always supreme. That is the proper understanding. Sometimes he shows his opulence and sometimes he hides it. But actually the opulence of his serving his devotee, that is a greater opulence than him being the very form of the universe. Because if someone is very great, that he can dominate others, but still he likes to relate with them very personally and individually, that's a very great quality. So ultimately Krishna can be understood by love. Or he can be approached by love. By knowledge we can understand, yes, he's in everyone's heart. Yes, he is the very form of the universe. But it's very difficult to understand simply by theoretical knowledge how he can have an individual, intimate, personal relationship with everyone. But that is another feature of his being all attractive. I was just mentioning the president of Sri Lanka. He's a very important person, no doubt. But with no disrespect to him, he's not at all important in relationship to the Supreme Lord. But because he's very important, it's not very easy to see him. So if any of us want to meet him, we have to arrange with his secretary. And he might give us we might get the opportunity to get a few minutes of his time. Because he has to deal with 2 crores or so citizens of Sri Lanka, then he can't be personally available to every one of them. But Krishna is not only the president of 2 crores, but of unlimited living beings. He has an individual personal relationship with every single one of them. We are all meant to be very intimate with Krishna. Not just to worship him from a distance. So in the temples we build for Krishna, that gives us the idea, yes, we should respect Krishna. But especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us that we are all meant for having an intimate relationship with Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. And he comes to this world, Maya Mirga Dayatepsidam Anvadhavad, to chase after the living beings who are just like animals, forgetting him. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great mercy. That Krishna is all attractive. We are all meant to be fully attracted by Krishna. We are all meant to have an intimate personal relationship with Krishna. But we are forgetting that. Although Krishna is all attractive, we have gone away from Krishna. So Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to drag us back to Him. And maybe even more so, great devotees like Srila Prabhupada, they go to great trouble just to bring people to Krishna. So Krishna is all attractive. His devotees are also all attractive because they are full of Krishna Shakti, the energy of Krishna. The mercy of Krishna. Gora Karuna Shakti. That is the described Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. All the great acharyas, they are full of the powerful mercy of Krishna. They want that others will come to Krishna. Krishna is complete, he is perfect. He is served by unlimited devotees, in unlimited ways, in unlimited forms. But still, Krishna wants us who are away from Him to also come and join in His all-attractive pastimes. So He comes personally and He sends His great devotees just to wake us up. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chanda Bale, Koto Nidra Jao Maya Pisha Chirakole. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, wake up, sleeping souls, wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you sleep on the lap of Maya who acts like a witch? We are like crazy people. We are as if taken over by a ghost. What is that? Pishachi paile jaina matti channa hoy, maya grasta jive hoy shebhavudai. Someone who's forgetful of Krishna, they are like someone haunted by a ghost. Not feeling attraction to Krishna. Not feeling attracted to Krishna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and gives this, demonstrates what it means to be a devotee of Krishna, always absorbed in Krishna. Twenty-four hours absorbed in Krishna. And He gives us the process of Krishna consciousness. That He does through His devotees. He personally instructed Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami in many topics concerning Krishna, including how people who are not in Krishna consciousness can reawaken their dormant Krishna consciousness. The most important dispensation for this age is chanting the names of Krishna. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kaivalam, Kalau Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way to achieve the desired destination, but chanting the names of Hari, chanting the names of Hari, chanting the names of Hari.
The Kaliyugatil Namate Ucharipade Thavara, Namate Ucharipade Thavara, Namate Ucharipade Thavara, Veru Vali Illai, Veru Vali Illai, Veru Vali Illai.
Golokera Prema Dhan, Harinama Sankirtan. This Harinam Sankirtan, it is the treasure of the spiritual world.
The Harinama Sankirtanam Vandre, Anbiga Ulagathodiya, Urak Pokisham.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought that as the perfect representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada brought that. He brought the name of Krishna. He brought the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, which is the teachings of Krishna. So many books Srila Prabhupada translated, all about Krishna. Srila Prabhupada established temples of Krishna. He brought the whole spiritual world and made embassies all over the world. He trained disciples in the science of Krishna consciousness. So just as Krishna is all attractive, the process of Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti, is also all attractive. Krishna bhakti is so attractive that even Krishna becomes attracted by it. That is Klesha Agni, Sulabha, Moksha, Laghuta Krip, Sudurlabha, Sandra Ananda Visheshatma, Shri Krishna Karshani Chasa. In the beginning of his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which Rupa Goswami composed under the direction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Rupa Goswami LG in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Varimurail.
He gives the six principal qualities of pure devotional service.
Tuya Bhakti Sevayodaya, Aar Mukhyamana in the Nilegale, Aar Kurigiraar.
It destroys all distress which arises from sin. It bestows all auspiciousness. It makes the very conception of simply being liberated from this world, moksha, it makes it seem very insignificant. It is very rarely attained. It places one into full bliss. And it has it's so attractive that even Krishna is attracted by the devotion of his devotees. So this Krishna and Krishna consciousness, they're far, far above anything of this world. There is nothing in this world which can compare with Krishna or Krishna consciousness. There is no one in this world who can compare with Krishna, and nothing in this world that can compare with Krishna consciousness. So we should wake up. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has enjoined us. Wake up. Utishta, Jagrata, Prapya, Varandi, Bodhata. Is the words of the Shruti also, the Vedas. Get up, wake up. Become aware of what we can get. What can we get? If we work very hard, maybe we can get some money. But that is of no particular consequence. If we practice Krishna consciousness, we can get Krishna. There is no comparison to this. So all attractive Krishna is, he comes personally to show us his all attractive pastimes. He gives us his all attractive name. He gives us the all attractive descriptions of him in Gita and Bhagavatam. His devotees, because they're full of Krishna consciousness, they're also all attractive. Yeah, because the process of bhakti itself is all attractive. So we should wake up from our nightmare of being attracted to anything else except Krishna. Simply become absorbed in Krishna by following this process of Krishna consciousness. As given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and presented to us by Srila Prabhupada. Nothing to lose and everything to gain. When we say everything, what does that mean? We cannot even imagine what everything means. We're such tiny living beings. But if we get Krishna, we get everything, because Krishna is everything. So everyone is enjoined to take to this Krishna consciousness with life and soul. For your own personal benefit and for the benefit of the whole world. You may think, well, how do you benefit the world? We should benefit the world by opening hospitals and schools. But Krishna consciousness is so powerful and completely above the material platform. That even if a neophyte devotee rings the bell in the temple during the arati of the Lord, that is far more beneficial to the world than millions of karmis opening millions of hospitals. Why is that? Because Krishna is pleased by the ringing of the bell. He is not particularly pleased by people opening hospitals. Opening hospitals with the aim that people can regain their health to go on in with more physical strength to forget Krishna. So all these points are to be understood very carefully. Krishna is all attractive. But we also have to differentiate between the attractiveness of Krishna and the attractiveness of this world. As long as we remain attracted to this world, our dormant attraction for Krishna will not awake. Therefore, Rupa Goswami in a roundabout way warns us Don't go to see Krishna. He is standing on the bank of the Yamuna at Keshi Ghat, playing his flute, standing in the threefold bending form. Don't go. Because if you go, you'll be attracted to Krishna. And then you'll lose all attraction to family, friends, home and all these things. Don't go. So in a roundabout way, Rupa Goswami says, go. Run to Krishna. Po, go. We have to decide. Do we want to remain in this material world? Aspiring to be a great lord like Indra or Brahma, but more likely to end up as a mosquito or a worm in stool. Or do we want to go to Krishna? Well, you know what I'm recommending. We're all fortunate to have heard the message of Krishna consciousness from Srila Prabhupada. So let us utilize this very rare human form of life to awaken our dormant Krishna consciousness and go to Krishna and help others also to go to Krishna. Otherwise, we're simply wasting our life. Hare Krishna. Is there any question, please?
Hare Krishna, edavadhu kelvi irundhal kekkalam.
You don't have any questions. You have all the answers. There's, you're not allowed to ask questions.
Sometimes there are devotees in our ISKCON movement who don't really understand or even believe that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself somehow. Can they make advancement and love Krishna and go back to Godhead without accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Some devotees in our movement don't accept that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I don't accept that statement. If they don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're not in this movement.
They physically think that.
There may be, in fact, I believe there are devotees who live in ISKCON's society, but they don't believe.
அவர்களாம் வந்து இந்த பக்தி தொண்டில் முன்னேற முடியுமா என்று கேள்வி கேட்கிறார். அதற்கு மகாராஜ் சொன்ன பதில் என்னவென்றால்,
yeah, physically one can be in this movement, but not fully. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also warned us that we should not practice bhakti for any ulterior motive. And especially our acharyas have warned us against the desires for lab, puja and pratishtha, name, fame and glory and position in the name of Krishna consciousness. So we have to fully give ourselves to Krishna with full faith. Yeah, otherwise it is possible to have the persona of a devotee but not really be a devotee. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore composed one poem. Dushtamantumi kise vaishna pratishta tore nirjane ghare tava harinama kevala kaitav. He said that, you rascal mind, what kind of a Vaishnava are you? Just for the sake of prestige you chant Hare Krishna, but you're not really a devotee at all. So someone who is practicing Krishna consciousness, but in just going through the motions, but really their motive is something different, they're not really a devotee. Tava pratishta shukare bhishta. This Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that your desire for name and fame, that is as glorious as the stool of a hog. That's quite an amazing statement, huh? In other words, if someone wants to show themselves as a Vaishnava, but they're actually doing it for just to get honor from others, they would be better advised to find a pig, get its stool and smear it all over their body. Better. It is so despicable. So yes, we should all take to Krishna consciousness. But we should be careful also, while practicing Krishna consciousness, to be aware that Maya doesn't leave us just because we put on tilak. In fact, Maya attacks us more. Generally, everyone's in Maya in this world. Covered by Maya. That's cover. This Tamil word? Yeah, cover. So that's called her avaranatmika vritti, her covering potency. But if someone tries to come out, then she has another trick. That's called prakshepatmika vritti, the kicking you back, get back. Get back in Maya. Don't try to get out. So you have to be very, very careful. Yes, please.
Connected to Prabhuji's question, I wanted to ask
Who are those devotees? Gaukeshava, who else? I don't know devotees who don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyway, yeah, go on.
So, Rivar Prabhu's question, I wanted to ask addition to that. He asked that sometime in our ISKCON, there are devotees who do not believe in Chaitanya.
Yeah, but I'm not very familiar. I don't see there's whole groups going around. It doesn't seem to be many. Anyway, yeah.
What I want to know is that, connected to his question, that many people, he suggested that ISKCON does not believe in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
No, he said a few.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by the question.
The question is, Maharaj, that how they will be, in under what circumstances will there be a chance for them to get to believe in Mahaprabhu, or what is the procedure that they will be...
What is the procedure?
Yeah, I mean, somebody will come and correct them, or we should correct them, or...
If someone doesn't believe in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what should we do?
And they live in
ISKCON. Well, I'm having a hard time to answer this because it's not something that I'm very much aware of.
Kelvi enna vendral avaru kekkirar.
is one of those how-to questions. How to be sincere. How to be determined. How to be attentive in chanting. There are many how-to questions. One general answer to all these questions is that by association with devotees who have such qualities, then we also become infected, Prabhupada would use that word, by such qualities. That's one general answer. But if someone is determined not to be Krishna conscious, there's not much we can do. As Prahlad Maharaj said to one case like that, namely Hiranyakashipu, Matena Krishna Paratasvato Va Mitho Bhipadyeta Griha Vratanam Adantago Bhir Vishatam Tamisram Punaf Punas Charvita Charvananam. Persons who have decided that I will not be Krishna conscious. It's very difficult to make them Krishna conscious. They may search for the truth, but they're not going to find Krishna because they already decided not to find Krishna. They've already decided that no one's going to make me Krishna conscious. Because their ultimate aim is to so-called enjoy this world. To enjoy their senses. So they enter into the darkest regions of ignorance. So if people consciously deny Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's very difficult. Still, if we give them prasadam and their holy name, then they may also become awakened. So, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada!